getting a chance to sit down with Bonnie's men's lacrosse head coach, Randy Marins. Coach, as always, thanks for your time.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Chris. Always good to be on.
Tough stretch the last three games, right? I don't think I'm talking out of school on that one. Won three in a row, dropped three in a row, including the 8-10 opener with Richmond. Sum up your feelings and the team's feelings about this up and down stretch.
Well, yeah, you know, it's, you know, as we've tried to continue to build, you know, as, you know, to the A-10, you know, we've had a lot of close, you know, we've had a lot of close games. At one time we were 5-4 and okay, it's awesome. And we're feeling good and we're doing well. You know, we go down, we get down to Bellarmine and, you know, we played relatively well. We were in the game all the way through. Just, you know, we ended up having, about 3 hours of lightning delays. Where we, you know, and it was just kind of a weird thing. We obviously wanted to get the game in because we are, you know, obviously in Kentucky,
right.
You know, but we had, you know, offensive guys on a, you know, waiting on a bus, and because we had a small locker room, and you know, maybe those are just all excuses. You know, we just, you know, we were doing really, really well, and then we just kind of like lost all momentum, you know, as the game kind of went along. You know, it was, you know, it was tough. It was tough. We, you know, we kind of felt like we let that go. You know, the whole, you know, first, you know, quarter and a half was great. The offense was clicking, defense was clicking. And then it just kind of changed, you know, all of a sudden you got to wait 30 minutes, 5 minutes before we're ready to go out. Well, we got to wait another 30 minutes. Then we got to play, which was great. And then, you know, and then, you know, another lightning strike, another 30 minutes. At that one, we were 1 minute away from going on the field and playing, and then another lightning strike and back on the bus we go. And, you know, that was, it was tough. I mean, it was a great trip. We learned a lot about ourselves. Then we, you know, we had, you know, we had some decent time to, you know, get prepared for Binghamton. That was a great game. I mean,
yep.
You know, up and down, back and forth. You know, we always play Binghamton really tough. They play us pretty tough. You know, I think the last three outings have all kind of gone down in the OT. You know, Laddie Harper got us the ball. We had the first opportunity. Cole Tucker had a good look. Their goalie made a save. You know, then they get in the, you know, in the transition, they run a, you know, run some 6v6. And, you know, unfortunately for us, they score in OT. And you know, you just feel, you know, it just feels bad, you know. But you watch the film, and we did a lot of really, really good things. And, you know, it you know, and you don't want to blow things up just from a standpoint because of a loss, you know, like, it didn't work. It didn't work. Now, like, it worked. We just, you know, we just didn't score on our opportunity. You know, you score there. We're 6-5. We're feeling good. We got a winning non-conference record, and let's continue to move it along, you know, and, you know, just unfortunately, you know, it didn't go our way. You know, we've had some, you know, one goal wins and some OT wins, and, you know, it's right. We're at that point where, you know, and so, you know, we wanted to just obviously keep on building. And again, no easy task going into Richmond. It was pretty, you know, pretty quick turnaround. Wednesday, Thursday, we're obviously driving out on Saturday. You know, had a good first quarter. You know, unlike last year when we played them, like we had a terrible first quarter and the game was basically done. Like we were in the game. And then, you know, we did a number of undisciplined things. You know, we took a 2-minute non-releasable after they had scored. So that allowed them to score three or four, you know, three goals, you know, and, you know, we got one back and, you know, and then off the faceoff, they pinch and pop. They just get it straight way back. We get a good look offensively. They go down in transition. And the next thing you know, it's 10-3, you know, and then, you know, then we get a good offensive set and we don't score. They go down in transition. It's just 11-3. You know, they were so good, but they're a top 10 team for a reason. Like they have all the pieces of the puzzle everywhere. And, you know, and then when you watch the film, a lot of it is, you know, correctable, you know, like it's kind of correctable. Like instead of like running off, you guys should have just ran back and stopped transition first, you know? And, but, you know, hats off to Coach Chamati and Richmond. They're a top team for a reason. Their goalie played well, you know, and as the game, you know, I would say, kind of got out of reach. Well, then that allowed us to get other guys in, you know, some of our freshman guys, our sophomore guys that haven't really played a lot. Let's see what they're all about. We went into a zone defense, you know, that we worked on a little bit during the week, knowing that, you know, Richmond's, you know, obviously got some players. And, you know, at times we were successful, at times it broke down. But it allowed us to get it on film, right? Why did it break down? You know, and let's get to educate ourselves, you know, on that. So, you know, and so, you know, obviously we get back, you know, you lick your wounds, you know, and then, you know, for us, it's really trying to, you know, start to prepare for St. Joe's. You know, I forget the last count, but they're, you know, a top 16, 17 team in their own right. You know, they got all the pieces of the puzzle as well. They got a good face-off guy. They double pull the wings. They got Levi Birch, who I believe, you know, should be an All-American this year. You know, offensively, they got a lot of pieces of the puzzle. They're really, really talented in transition, so we can't give that up. They're really, really educated and really fine-tuned in terms of their sub game. And what I mean by that is if we get our O mid stuck playing D because of the transition and we actually stop transition, well, now they play the sub game, which they're very, very good at. So, you know, we've been working, you know, as a staff, you know, just to kind of formulate more of a game plan to try to eliminate a lot of their strengths, so we can actually get our defensive guys out, you know, out on the field. You know, defensive wise, I thought we did a very good job against them, like 6-on-6. It's just, you know, when we were playing Richmond, you know, it just transition. You know, I mean, it's easier to score 4-on-3 than it is, you know, 6v6. And, you know, and they got great athletes and they just got in front and, you know, the ball was in the back of the net. And there's no way that we can, you know, blame Isaac Farmer. I mean, he played the entire game. We wanted him to kind of go through that. You know, but, you know, he made some really, really good saves, but, you know, they took 68 shots. A lot of those did come from, I'll be honest with you, in the second half when we went into a zone, because every time we were in a zone, they probably got at least 5 to 6 shots off on a 60-second shot clock. So, you know, but we don't we want to get prepared for St. Joe's. You know, we knew the Richmond game was obviously going to be a big, big challenge. So was St. Joe's. You know, so was UMass. UMass, you know, our next game coming up. But that's A-10 lacrosse. You know, right now. You know, from a conference standpoint, like it's potentially going to be a two-bid league for the first time. You know, depending on how things kind of fall out, and that's a credit to you know to our conference and all our opponents. And you know, we're still at that point of trying to join that stage. And so we'll keep you know the nose to the grindstone, and you know we're going to see we're going to give our best effort against St. Joe's. We got to play clean. We can't be undisciplined. You know, we can't take, you know, we probably took 5 minutes of penalties just on undisciplined infractions. You know, the guy's already shot and scored and we smoke him from behind. Well, we don't even have to take a face off. They just get the ball, you know, and you're like, you know, so we feel as a staff, we've kind of put together a pretty good game plan to win the game. I mean, we're always trying to play to win. You know, again, with our guys, it's like, hey, it's another, you know, quality team, but every team that we play is good. You know, it's really more of a matter of how we play and how we execute.
I want to key on something that you mentioned, Coach, about the game in Richmond. Once the score gets a little past you, working on a zone defense. All the years that I've watched your teams, covered your teams, I have not seen you play zone that often. Why would that be something that you would want to work on?
Well, you know, teams do a variety of things. You know, if you get offensive midfielder stuck, right? So if you get them stuck, right? So St. Joe, but then now they're going to play the zone, you know, the sub game, right? Where hey, we'll sub two off at the same time, but while we have a good matchup, and if I can beat a guy, it's a 4-on-3, and then the ball's in the back of the net because our old guys want to get off. Well, you know, if they know how to play zone. Okay, well, we can just not have to worry about the sub game and then, you know, take our chances with the zone. You know, and coming out of timeouts, you know, end of the, you know, end of a quarter scenarios, you know, because now all of a sudden a team that's used to, you know, running their offense, you know, 6v6, you know, the 13, 14, 2-2-2, you know, whatever, all of a sudden got to go, oh, okay, one, realize, okay, they're in a zone. And then now they got to kind of run their zone plays. And, you know, during the week, you got to spend time on doing that, you know, from an opponent standpoint. You know, just like for us, just like with Richmond, you know, we didn't have a ton of success beating their 10-man ride. It was a pretty quick turnaround from Binghamton to Richmond. I mean, we had two practices. Hey, we talked about it, we repped it, but by no means was it really effective all the way through, and you feel the pressure because of the 20, you got to get the ball over the midfield line at 20 seconds. So then you kind of panic, and then that's when the ball goes on the ground, and then boom, they go score, and you're like, ah. So we try to concentrate, on St. Joe's, 10-man, 10-man ride, because they will. So hopefully we have more success at that. And again, running a zone, it just kind of allows us a little bit of a different look. And quite honestly, if you can play your zone out far enough where the shots are coming from 14, 15 yards, and now keep in mind, St. Joe's, just like Richmond, got some guys that can hammer the ball, maybe that's better for Isaac, because, hey, they're outside shots. They're not from 7 yards. They're from 15. And, if he's not screened, I feel like he'll eat a lot of those up. So that's kind of really the rationale, and behind that.
Yeah, that's extremely interesting. Also, talking about Isaac, I thought his 20 saves in that game with Binghamton was one of the better games that he's played this year, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. He just continues to get better and better and better. Much more confident on the clear. He was always a good communicator, with our defensive core, but you can kind of see more and more chemistry, with that group, and with Isaac leading that group and behind. And again, when we played Richmond and when we actually played 6v6 lacrosse, we actually did a pretty decent job. It was just all the in between the lines scenarios, and off the face off, where we just couldn't match up. So we're not planning on starting in a zone. Like, I always kind of feel like, well, you might as well just say that you're probably like losing the game. For us, it's no, like we're gonna go at St. Joe's. We're gonna play them. It's just, we want to make sure that we had that, kind of defensive scheme in, if we needed to kind of change something, that, maybe they take a couple of shots and Isaac makes a couple of saves, we clear it, we get some goals, and it kind of can change the momentum a little bit.
Your seniors, Murphy and Pepper, have really led the way in scoring, been accumulating a lot of the points. And even so, you said some of the younger guys like Shanny and Jake, they want to contribute, and you have them contributing. So this is not necessarily an overhaul of the team, coach, but you're trying to mesh. I think we talked about this in preseason, meshing those veterans and the younger guys together.
And then what kind of offenses work? We've kind of gone through a variety of different scenarios of offense as we were trying to build towards the A10. We were running a little bit more of an open set, kind of downhill dodging. We got our two-man games, we got our 13. And then for our personnel, which ones actually work, better to put guys in positions to be success, to be successful. I would say against Richmond, we got a few quality looks, but quite honestly, like, their defense is, kind of a top 10 defense. They're athletic. They got good size. They communicate very, very well. And so we didn't get, obviously, as many looks as we were hopeful, too. But yeah, as we've kind of gone through this journey, Connor offensively, and has had a very, very good year. And Kyle, Drew Kenny is kind of the guy that kind of runs the motor of that group, because he's kind of more of the righty lefty, kind of midfielder. The last couple of games, Kyle, kind of a little bit banged up. He's kind of struggled a little bit, but this nice week of kind of like, getting through, because now we're finally at like their week to week games. It's like football. The midweek games are done. So, we wanted to, we gave our guys a few days off just to make sure that we were getting healthy. And again, and allowing them guys to, kind of interact and work with and figure out who they have chemistry with, and obviously PJ is, he's our hardest worker. He's the smallest guy on the field, but he's got the biggest heart and great on ground balls, and like, we'll take it to guys. And then we've been trying to figure out, well, who are the other guys around him, right? There's Jake Kaczynski, but Jackson Dillon, you got Kellen Pollera, we got Tony Cimino, and then you got a variety of the younger guys, that in practice, show very, very well. We just really haven't gotten them into games yet. And that's why it was exciting at the end of the game, there in the fourth quarter, to give some guys like, Chris Lawrence and Chase Perryman and some of the other freshmen, some opportunities, some looks, so we can actually get them on video and, and say, hey, you know what, here was a great play, or hey, you know what, you got to get a little bit into your guy, or your spacing wasn't right, and
Right.
try to continue to build them up and build confidence, with our starting group, right? So, it's been a work in progress. We knew the A-10 was going to be very, very difficult from a scheduling standpoint. We start off with number 10, then we get number 16, and then I think UMass moved up the rankings again. They're kind of a top 20.
Well, they just beat
And again,
St.
that's no
Joe's by
easy
a couple
task,
the
right?
other day.
So we're
Right.
trying to, we got to keep pressing forward. There's, just keep pressing forward. It's adversity. And yeah, does it suck that the score ended up 22-5? Well, 22-5, 6-5. Like, it still sucks. You still lose,
Right.
and but our guys got a lot of resolve, right? And it kind of showed as the season kind of went along, where we had some losses, but then we got some wins, and played some teams very, very tight, didn't get the wins, and hopefully we'll continue to, just continue to have resolve, continue to try to be, play the game plan, be more disciplined, from a penalty standpoint. And when we were in those one goal games for the wins and the losses, we didn't take a lot of penalties, and I think as the game, was against Richmond, as it was kind of going along, we took one big one early that just kind of allowed them to get like a 5-goal lead, and if that doesn't happen, like, we're in the game,
Sure.
and then we took a few more that were, clearly like from behind,
Yeah.
and that kind of deals with a little bit of frustration, but again, it's just discipline. Like, it's going to be a penalty, like, so don't do that. As much as you might be frustrated because they just scored or got a good look,
Right.
or maybe the jesting that goes out on the field, amongst players that coaches don't hear,
Right.
you gotta be able to just take that in and let it slip away, and you gotta play discipline. Like, you can't get caught up into that stuff, and I feel like we did a little bit.
Well, Coach, I always appreciate your time. I always love how candid you are and the ability to break down the games and the players. Good luck this weekend, and I'll be talking to you maybe in a couple of weeks. I know you got two on the road coming up, so maybe we'll get together in a couple of weeks again.
Oh, we'll love it. We'll love it. Thanks for your time, Chris. Appreciate you.